WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon and welcome into another episode. And joining me today is Judge-elect Mike Ernest for the Tuscarawas County Common Pleas seats. And before we kind of get into the transition period and what that kind of looks like before the end of the year, tell me a little bit about how you got started into law practice, Mike.
Well, Mary, I started as a lawyer in 1996. And out of law school, I started working at a law firm in New Philadelphia, Johnson, Urban & Range. And I consider that the best career move that I've made because through that office, I was introduced to the New Philadelphia prosecutor's office. And I found that I really liked prosecution work. I thought the cases were interesting. I liked working with law enforcement. It was just definitely an area that I enjoyed. Had three excellent mentors in Mike Johnson, Bob Urban, and Jim Range, and stayed with them as well as worked with the county prosecutor's office for a number of years. I went full-time at the county as a prosecutor in 2009, I was given the opportunity to be the chief assistant to Ryan Steyer, and I'm just lucky or make good decisions, I guess, when it comes to career moves, because that was also fortunate because I had a great opportunity there and enjoyed 12 years of working with that office, which led to me running for the position of Common Pleas Court Judge.
You know, throughout your time, you know, in the different roles that you have served primarily as a prosecutor, what have you seen throughout the years in terms of cases that you handled and trends that you've seen?
I would say, or maybe it was just more of an awakening. I'm not sure if it's a trend or I just became wiser, was really the use of illegal drugs. And what I mean by that is, I certainly knew people did it. It wasn't as if I was that naive. But when I first started as a prosecutor, I really thought that it was overindulgence, partying too much. You know, it was just simply lack of willpower to not use. And I have definitely seen, I think it's probably rarely the case. I think it's usually self-medication. It is often individuals who have some underlying reason as to why they're doing it. It's not just to go out and have a good time on the weekend. It is coping with life. It is making it through the day. It is trying to avoid just being sick. And I'm not saying it's an excuse and it's all fine. It's certainly there's personal responsibility that one ultimately has, whether it's to simply not use or follow up on the treatment that they know that they need. And if they don't do it, then they're going to suffer the consequences as a result of it. But I would say that's the biggest change, at least in me, recognizing, and maybe even society too, because it maybe it was that way when I first started 24 years ago. But that's what I see now.
You know, speaking of change, this might be different for you once you do move into that judge seat. But I know, obviously, laws change throughout the years and new laws are being added. Has there been anything that has kind of hindered your ability to maybe prosecute someone or kind of get that penalty, I guess?
I would say there has been a change since I have been a prosecutor. It came about for a number of reasons, but the change is this. When I first started at the county prosecutor's office, if someone had a felony, no matter what level it was, from the highest to the lowest, there was a real possibility that that person was going to go to prison. That is not the case anymore, and it's not because, you know, judges have become soft on crime or anything like that. There really was a change a few years back in the legislature that prohibits, in large part, at least makes it very difficult for judges to impose those types of sentences. And I'm not saying that that is a mistake or that needs to be done or that prison is the way to fix it. I think it came about for a number of reasons, and not all of them, some of them might have just been economic reasons because the prison system could not take people at the level that they were getting them, and it probably wasn't fixing people with those types of problems. I would say that's been a significant change that I have seen. And while it was probably abused in some places or maybe inappropriately used in other areas, I never saw that in our county. I think our judges really would use it as the absolute last resort and would not be quick to hand out those types of penalties. I personally think that that, at least for us, was a step backwards, because you would see less maybe concern, you know, among defendants if they knew that that was never going to, or was unlikely, you know, to be an outcome in the case. And I think that deterrent is needed. I think it is something that gets people to respond to going to treatment, going to get the help that they need, if they know that there is a potentially really adverse outcome that could come their way. It does have a way of motivating people to do the right thing. Unfortunately, some of those options don't exist quite at the same level that they once did. But I don't think it, you know, it doesn't prohibit the prosecutor or law enforcement from doing their job. They just have to really go about it a different way.
Unfortunately, that's going to be my time for this episode, but don't worry, we're going to have Mike back next week on December 30th to talk about that big transition into the County Common Pleas Courts. And of course, he will be officially sworn in and official judge on January 2nd. So we'll check back in with him next week. And don't forget, you can stay up to date on all of our Tus Talks podcasts over at WTUZ.com. I'm your host, Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.